I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now the starting lineup for your Chicago Cubs.
Chicago Cubs baseball is on the air from Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Pitching this afternoon's ball game for the Cubs, number 16, Matthew Boyd.
Veteran left-hander Matthew Boyd going today. This would be his 11th major league season, first obviously with the Cubs.
A lot of gratitude just to be part of this ball club, part of this franchise, be able to go pitch in Wrigley Field, you know, in front of these amazing fans and part of the history here. It's special, and it's something I don't take lightly.
Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch got him. Tatis out on strikes. Not one of his better swings. One down.
Yeah, my grandfather would love this. Know what it meant to him. Know what it means to my dad. You know, just to put on this uniform.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. Good high fastball got him.
Getting to do that out there today and hear the fans, you know, get loud, and it's such an intimate setting. It's really special.
Strike three. Come on. Cronenworth out on strikes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Boyd strikes out Machado.
So many different ways to get people out. He has so many different pitches. He's willing to throw anything at any time. And it's so impressive that he can execute a plethora of pitches no matter at what point in the game, no matter if there's people on. He's really good with the running game. He's just a true pro. And, you know, we're very glad that he's on our team and he takes the ball every fifth day.
Matthew Boyd with his second straight shutout performance run. Five innings against Arizona last Sunday. Six shutout innings against San Diego today.
That'll get it done.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Scoop.
A couple of starts, no runs have been given up by Matthew Boyd as the Cubs are in first place. They'll play on the Score tonight at 6:40, pregame at 6:05. With Zach Zabin. And now Matthew Boyd joins us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Matthew, first of all, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. Secondly, everyone is always looking for more pitching. Guys that eat innings. Guys that go out there and give you quality starts. With all the choices that were available to you, why was the Cubs your choice?
Well, guys, thank you for having me on. Yeah, you don't often get to choose. I mean, a lot of the times, even when it is your chance to get to choose, your options are limited, right? But as you get to play, you know, Major League Baseball and you travel around and, you know, you see environments like Wrigley Field and you hear about players who play in organizations and you play, like, you hear about guys that play like in for the Cubs and you hear about how highly they speak of it. And, you know, for me, there was always a personal connection to the Cubs. I just loved, my grandfather was a diehard Cubs fan and he, was just, I don't think I fully understand the depth of his love for the Cubs. But I started to, as I got older and older. And because of his love for the Cubs, I had a love for the, you know, a small love for the Cubs is kind of like, you know, my second team. And When they called in free agency, I was so excited, and it was one of those things where it was like I knew where I wanted to be, and I'm really thankful.
Had a chance to talk to you on Friday in the clubhouse, Matthew, and nice to talk to you about your dad who was there. Your father, Kurt, was there Friday. I've got to assume he was there Saturday when you pitched. What did that feel like to have your grandfather in your mind and on your heart and your dad in the house? And there you are making the first start, and it goes that beautifully with six shutout innings. It's unbelievable.
I'm grateful. You know, it was really special. I mean, the day before opening day, I was walking around the field with my dad. I showed him the clubhouse, and we got to walk on the field and, you know, walk around. He got to go touch the bricks and, you know, see the ivy up and close. And you could see the emotion kind of overwhelming. That was overwhelming to him. And his first words, he said, he goes, "Wow, what I would give to switch spots with my dad right now so he could witness this." And I say that I don't think I understood the gravity of it. I don't think I fully will, but, you know, my dad does. And to see, I think anyone who knows, you have that love of family, and you know those people that you love, and you see what something means to them. I mean, playing for the Cubs will always be something that was a dream of mine, but to see it, to do it, and then have my dad have the emotions, and knowing that he has the emotions for his father, it's just something that I've got chills kind of saying it. It's just really special. And again, I have a ton of gratitude to just wear this uniform.
It's a very interesting thing that happens to all of us, like as we get older, where maybe we see things that we didn't want to see or couldn't see when we were younger. You seem to have an appreciation for this that we don't ordinarily hear from current players. Like, the way you're talking about it is how we usually hear it from guys that have retired and are looking back at it. Where does this come from, where you have decided that you're going to live in some of that joy towards the end of your career?
Well, last year I didn't get a job at the beginning of the year. I was rehabbing Tommy John surgery. I had a surgery before that for my flexor that, you know, we thought was going to fix the problem. And I just never really felt right after that to kind of sum things up quickly, you know? So I came off a bad year, and then, you know, it wasn't healthy. And then, you know, it was clear I needed Tommy John, and then, you know, wasn't able to get a big league deal. So, you know, last offseason, I had the perspective of watching from home, and it was one of those things where it's like, you never know if you're going to get an opportunity. And now my belief in what I know I could do never wavered. You know, I was like, if I get the chance to have a ball in my hand, I know exactly what I'm going to do, and I'm going to prepare like crazy. But I had to try out, essentially, and you never know if you're going to get that deal. So I'm grateful. I believe my best baseball is ahead of me. I believe that, you know, I have more than a couple of years left. I want to play, you know, much longer than that. I'd love to play into my 40s. I don't know if I'm going to be granted that opportunity, but I do have a ton of gratitude for where I am today, knowing that it all can be gone very fast. And to get to wear a baseball uniform, not to mention that Cubby blue with the pinstripes, man, it's something that, you know, I only could dream about as a kid. So, you know, that's kind of what plays into that.
Matthew Boyd came back with Cleveland last year in 8 outings, 39 and 2/3 innings, had a 2.72 ERA with 46 Ks, 13 walks, and it looks really, really good to start the season. I when you talk about what it means and like not fully grasping, and I'm thinking about your grandfather in 2016, it's like, we had the chance to be here and be doing shows during that whole season, and like, you know, and for the parade. And the story I'll always think about, Matthew, is like many people who said they went to their parents' grave and listened to the games on the score and the Cubs radio network at the grave of their parent or grandparent. You know, it's just unbelievable. So where was your grandfather? What was his 2016 win the World Series moment? Where was he?
Yeah. So he was in Medford, Oregon. That's where, you know, he grew up here in Chicago, was in the Navy for 30 years. And he, ended up laying roots down in Southern Oregon. And he was watching that game at home, and I was very bitter. We missed the playoffs by just a game in Detroit that year. So I'm at home watching our division rival Guardians, take on the Cubs. And I was at my parents' house with my wife, and we were watching the game with my dad, because obviously he's a Cubs fan too. And I just remember him, my dad, right when they got that final out, he called my grandpa on speakerphone, and my grandpa just, like, you could hear a man that didn't show emotion, and you could hear he wasn't saying anything. He was just, you could hear him trying to get some words out, but, like, wow, you could tell how much it meant to him. And, it was like, it was just cool to feel the joy for him, in that moment. So, definitely, now that I'm here, every time I get to walk out on that field, he's on my mind.
Amazing. Is it true that when he would call you after your starts for Detroit, he would end up wanting to talk Cubs with you? Is that true?
Yeah, I could tell the mood he was in if the Cubs won or lost that day, and if I had a bad game, it'd usually be, well, what Kyle Hendricks and John Lester do. I'm like, thanks, Grandpa. I play against them. I appreciate that. He was that kind of Chicago fan, he was all about it. And it was like that with the Bears and the Blackhawks too. So, he was, I didn't really understand it fully. Now that I'm out here and I'm getting to know more and more people out here, it makes more and more sense. And it's like, I'm just grateful I get to be, part of this now. So, it's something special, and I'm very, very thankful for it.
Matthew, I appreciate the fact that you're not allowing this to be a pressure, that you're kind of running towards it. And there are a lot of people, because of Wrigley Field and Cubs fandom and what you experience inside your family, there'd be a lot of players who are like, maybe I'll just go play for the Rangers instead. But I like that you're running toward this. Just you wait, man. When the weather gets nice and you guys are good, oh boy, is it going to be a lot of fun over there at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've seen it from the other dugout, and it's something really, really special, So it's something that you can already feel it now. It felt like it was freezing last night, and I couldn't believe how many people were here and how loud they were getting. So it was, us as players, we're grateful for that energy, and we're grateful to, be part of this, this giant Chicago family,
Cool. Justin Steele was awesome last night. You said that you ended up watching a lot of Shota Imanaga and Justin Steele last year. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So from afar, what did you like about watching those two lefties who do it differently than mm-hmm. you, but both lefties at Wrigley now?
Yeah, no. So I've watched Steele since he kind of came in the league, and he's a guy that rides a fastball up in the zone, the lefty that rides a fastball up in the zone. And Shota is a low release guy that kind of does a similar thing too. So obviously Steely was out for some of the early part of the year, but like I was at home, right? I was doing rehab and I was, helping homeschool the kids in the mornings with my wife. And then I'd go get my work done and do my rehab and throwing and workouts, and then come home and coach softball and t-ball for my sons. And during the day, I'd just be watching different guys, usually as many lefties as I could, just trying to stay and keep my mind there, and so Shota and Steely, were guys that I just really enjoy watching. And it was really fun to watch what Shota did last year and with, dominate with, his stuff and his uniqueness. And for me, we have similarities, but we also have, we're also very unique in our own way. So if there's always something to glean from that, and, getting to be in a rotation with lefties like those guys, it's something that every day, whether you watch them attack a game or attack their bullpen work in between their starts, there's always something to learn. And I know it makes me a better pitcher.
There's some commonalities.
I'm 34 years old, but mm-hmm. I'm always learning.
Some commonalities maybe with Shota, like he's a fly ball guy. People were afraid that he was going to give up a lot of homers in MLB, but he hasn't. And you've got mm-hmm. some fly ball tendencies, but maybe Wrigley's not the worst place for that in some ways. We used to think of it that way.
No, and I think fly balls aren't bad as long as you're limiting the hard contact, right? It's, you know, the game is the play. You know, you got to change speeds. You got to play east, west, north, south, and front to back. And as a pitcher, and if I can just, you know, and this is what Schroeder does really well. If you can make their get a hitter off of their A swing and make them slow down their barrel a little bit, whether that's a ground ball or a pop up or a weak fly ball, you've done your job as a pitcher. And I think, you know, it speaks to what Schroeder has done, and you know, a reason why he's had so much success right now, like in you know, in the big leagues, is his ability to do that, right? And it's really fun to watch.
Matthew, thank you so much for your time, man. We know that you got pregame stuff to do, and we appreciate you jumping on the phone with us. This was absolutely delightful, and we wish you continued health and continued success.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on. Look forward to doing it again.
Thanks, Matthew. It's Matthew Boyd.
Your new favorite Cub.
Yeah, man. Jeez. I knew we needed to talk to that guy.
Jeez. Like, look, Speaks, how many interviews do we do with guys where just by the nature of what it is that they do, they're over it. Like, they're over all the stuff that we romanticize about.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is leaning into it.
Big time. And because he was feeling it last year, he didn't think he was going to get a shot again. What did he say? He was coaching softball. He was, you know, doing errands around the house and then watching baseball and hoping he gets another shot. And he got another shot. And I love him thinking that his best baseball is in front of him. At 34, that has always been a legit arm with legit stuff. Was talking to Eno Saris yesterday, or on Sunday, from The Athletic. And he brought up Boyd unsolicited. He's like, ooh, they might have found something with Boyd. And he brought up the fly ball thing that I mentioned to him. But said that Boyd is one of those guys who goes slow, slower, slowest. He throws like slider, changeup, curve. And then, oh, there's a fastball at 94, which feels like 99. So he knows what he's doing as a pitcher. If you're somebody who loves pitchers who really think about it, you'll dig him. And then if you're somebody who loves the ballpark and loves the familial connection and the generational connection, how do you not love that guy?
And that's just over 900 innings on a starter's arm in 10 years.
Yeah.
That's fresh.
Yeah, there's theoretically a lot of miles left there. Just had Tommy John, and we all know it could happen again. It can blow up at any time.
He could also change what type of pitcher he is. You know what I mean?
Could have learned something in the rehab.
Or how he's used going forward if he wants to keep pitching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it being more of a specialist. He could do that, you know, if he wants to continue pitching into his 40s. I love hearing that. You know,
he's comfortable in his skin and leaning into it, to your point, man.
It's fun.
I love the image of Grandpa calling up after, like, Grandpa, I just went 6 1/3 against the Guardians.
Have
I had a pretty good day.
Have you pitched against Chris Bryant?
Yeah. Did you see what my Cubs did? Yeah, whatever, Grandpa. Cram it. All right? I'm not so interested. Amazing.
They're building they built a group of guys that make it very easy to root for them.
Yeah, I got to tell you, like, there was a moment talking to him, because I knew about his dad and his grandpa, so we talked about that. And then I can't remember if I said this to you yesterday. I don't think so. I think I might have said it on Sunday. I was talking to him about my dad, because, like, when I brought my dad to the World Series in 2016 at Wrigley, and it was his first ever World Series game, and he was 83 at the time, and I had to hold his arm to make sure that he was stable as we walked in. And we got to the seats, and he was looking around like a kid at a candy store. And I realized that he had walked me in that way. Like, I broke down. So, like, here, I was talking with Matthew Boyd about that, because he was just standing there. And he said to me at the end, he said, thanks for sharing that with me, man. Thanks for sharing that with me. Like, we had a genuine moment. And I could tell, like, all right, this dude was actually listening. I like listening to him. Let's talk to that man on the radio. I mean,
and he said he'll come back on the show.
He volunteered it.
Which is, you know,
looking forward to doing it again.
That's a big deal for us.
Yeah, there's a lot of pitching we could talk. That guy's been around. He knows stuff. Different organizations, different ways to do it. How about him dissecting Shota and Steele? That's just scratching the surface.
I really like that, too, because sometimes in comps, you tend towards people that are a little bit more like you instead of being like, well, wait, maybe I should get more like them.
It's just watching more lefties.
And being able to look at two guys who do it differently, like he was saying, and then adding it to what makes you unique
I think is a very cool way to go about things.
Yeah, that's a really useful starting pitcher. If he can stay healthy, that's a guy who can be very, very good in this ballpark.
Let's not have anything happen to Matthew Boyd.
We must protect Matthew Boyd.
At all costs.
Yeah, we must.
At all costs. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's look. Jalen Johnson's our guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are people who are probably a little surprised, Dustino, that he was at OTAs today. But he was there for a lot of reasons. And he also was behind the microphone talking about some things. Talking about some things that you had to live through last year. And he did as well. We'll let you hear from our guy, Jalen Johnson, next here on The Score.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on The Score.
Y'all surprised to see me or something? What's up?
you joke when you walked in that we were surprised to see you. What went into the decision to come be here?
So my respects. I think it's kind of just, it's big for me to just come in and be able to shake guys' hands, see them in person, not just talk to them on the phone, but to come in and really just be with the guys too, show the guys that I'm here, really just show face. I think for me that it was important to do day one.
What do you get out of being here personally this time of year, especially with a new coaching staff?
What do I get?
You got everything there from Jalen. You got the bump at the beginning where he knows about our dysfunction right there. You get Jalen talking about why he's there, and you get the repeating of the question to buy himself time to think. What do I get? That was the whole Jalen experience.
It was, and it was a lovely experience for people today. Jalen Johnson was at OTAs. He didn't have to be there.
No, man. Remember last year when DJ Moore was there and he said, yeah, I'm going to hear, why isn't Keenan Allen here? Well, he's a vet. He really doesn't have to be here.
He's 13 years in. You don't have to be here.
Right.
I have to be here.
But
I don't have to.
He didn't have to, but he signed the extension.
Yeah, so you want to be there. It's a show of goodwill. You want to meet the coach. I mean, remember, Jalen had mentioned Ben Johnson to us. Remember when we were talking about the coaches that were available and out there?
Forgot that.
He had mentioned Ben Johnson.
He brought him up.
So,
because he knew who the hot guy was.
Absolutely. So I'm not surprised that he's there. One person was, though, apparently. Right, Tanny, that Jalen Johnson would be there?
You'll never guess who was surprised.
I could guess.
You'll never guess. 1,000 guesses, you'll never get it, Speaks.
You want to take a guess?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's not there. He's going to be there. This was during the pick six yesterday morning.
I wouldn't be shocked if we heard a couple of defensive starters not there. Just because.
Like who?
Jalen Johnson.
Wow. I knew you were going to say
well,
that.
Well, but again, he has... Okay, that's stereotypical. Why?
I knew you were going to say Jalen Johnson because that's the guy you assume is going to have something come up because he's missed these kinds of things before.
Right. He has... thank you. Because that's the reason why. And now he's given good reasons why he's missed. He's got a young daughter that lives in California.
Everybody's got good reasons.
He lives... I'm just saying. So what's an okay reason? You know, where do you draw the line? I expect every single starter on offense to be there today.
He flipped that.
Who's got better backpedal, Jalen Johnson or Dustin Rhodes? Because right now,
that's stereotypical. Why do you think I would do that? I'm not the one getting defensive. You're the one that's getting defensive.
Dustino's backpedal, man. You take him down to the combine.
That kind of smells to me like, damn, I wish we had him on our show.
No.
You don't think so?
Who said that?
Me.
Oh.
No, Speaks.
Not Dustin on our show.
Yes.
We would
love that. Nobody mentioned that. I'm saying, Dustin, I wish we had Jalen on our show.
Oh, yeah. No.
I got what you meant.
I didn't get it.
I know.
I was confused. Round and round.
That's just great. So many years of journalistic integrity by Mully there following up.
I wouldn't be shocked if we heard a couple of defensive starters not there. Just because.
Like who?
That's right.
If you're going to say it, go ahead and say
Mully
it.
Mully making him back up his opinion.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that is amazing. But
wait.
To Jalen's credit.
Can I hear the whole thing again, please? Oh, the whole...
I wouldn't be shocked if we heard a couple of defensive starters not there. Just because.
Like who?
Jalen Johnson.
Wow. I knew you were going to say
well,
that.
Well, but again, he has... Okay, that's stereotypical. Why?
I knew you were going to say Jalen Johnson because that's the guy you assume is going to have something come up because he's missed these kinds of things before.
Right. He has... thank you. Because that's the reason why. And now he's given good reasons why he's missed. He's got a young daughter that lives in California.
Everybody's got good reasons.
He lives... I'm just saying. So what's an okay reason? You know, where do you draw the line? I expect every single starter
say it like you mean
on
it.
Offense to be there today.
Martin Short as Nathan Thurm, the lawyer for the Tobacco Growers of America. I'm not the one getting defensive. You're the one that's getting defensive. Why'd you want to hear it all again, sir? What'd you catch?
I just wanted to hear that backpedal. Because it's rare that you get a vocal backpedal.
Oh, yeah.
And you got one.
Was it Bill Bojangles Robinson who ran backwards faster than any human ever had in the Guinness Book of World Records? Yes. So that's my new nickname for Dustin is Bojangles.
What a pull.
Yeah. Well, during the pre-show, you kept talking about this Bill Bojangles Robinson.
And now it's like a surprise.
He acts like he doesn't know the answer to that. Yeah. I won't stop talking about Bill Bojangles Robinson.
I used to read the Guinness Book of World Records and the Book of Lists. Those are my books.
Those are good books.
They were good. Yeah. Like age 14.
It was the Wikipedia of its time.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Yeah, it really was.
In book form.
See, I'm thinking somebody's reading the Book of Lists.
We did just bear witness to that, didn't we?
We did.
Congratulations to CM Punk, by the way.
Tell us. What do you do?
He's playing a big role in WrestleMania.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. Who's his rival who we had on as well?
That Seth guy? Rollins.
Thank you very much. I'm not going to pretend that I could just pull that. Bill Bojangles Robinson.
You got
Robinson.
Bill Bojangles Robinson speaks.
That I can pull.
But you talked to Seth Rollins. Seth, couldn't pull it.
He's not in the book of lists. He never once made it.
So many things I could say right now.
Thank you for not saying any of them.
I am not going to say them.
Hey!
Well... I'll tell you during a break.
You've already brought up swingers. I don't know. Swinging parties.
Vegas, baby.
Actually, not swingers Vegas. At all. Polyamory. It's a different thing than
swingers. Totally different thing. We all have our guesses who your friends are.
Tanny literally sat in a room with this person.
I've been thinking about it for the last 2 hours. Like trying to recall of a party I went to at Lawrence's house 5 years ago.
Uh-huh. It's not a batacola. We did see Maddie today, though.
Look good.
He looks good, man. I was happy to see him.
Looks absolutely great. So he's not the one who was going to invite you to the parties?
No.
The people?
No.
The stuff?
No, he's just there to listen to me, bitch. That's all. So, and he goes, I got you.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay. That feels so much better.
Wait a minute.
To hear someone, you, and to have someone be able to then understand
you
where you're coming from.
You answered
Isn't
that
he one
fast.
Of your former partners, too?
Who, Matt Abaticola?
Yeah.
I worked with him. Absolutely. He's on the list.
Yeah. He knows. Yeah. He remembers.
It wasn't that many times. Yeah, no, Maddie and I got into it. There's not some of my my favorite moments.
It's your afternoon with the part-timer.
Oh,
enjoy it this afternoon.
Oh, really?
Oh, good God, Danny. Yeah. Really? Really?
Yeah.
It's right there.
You referenced it. I was content to not play, but you referenced it.
I was in a terrible mood that day.
The beautiful part was...
Terrible mood.
...is that if you imagine Tanny as a gunslinger... He had it.
Yeah, Clinton, it was ready to go.
His hand wasn't on the six-shooter. But he knew it was loaded.
Man.
And then he was like, well, he drew first. Greedo drew first. Mm. So there we go.
Don't we have some more Jalen Johnson that we need to get to?
I will say that it was a nice moment where the three of us kind of created this triangle in the hallway, or four of us, or I guess that would be a square.
Yeah.
Me, you, Russ, and Maddie. And, that's a lot of score.
That's true.
That was a whole lot of score.
Yeah, Russ Matera and me and you and Matt. That's a whole lot of score. And Marshall happened to be walking by, and you called him over. He's like, Marshall, meet a score legend right here.
Yeah, I wanted Marshall to meet Maddie, because I'm sure Lalo has referenced mm-hmm. Maddie. So now he knows.
Matt Abaticola.
The guy who looks like Jake Gyllenhaal, who used to work here.
He is indeed on my list of partners I have worked with since becoming full-time at the score in 2009.
Wait, you have a doc for this?
43. I am up to 43 on this list of partners I have made radio with on the score. Yeah, I did the list for the 30th anniversary.
When did you do a show with Ron Gleason?
It's not long before that 30th anniversary. The Goose came in and we did a full show together. Your listeners change every 15 minutes.
That's very cool. Yeah. You've got that document, and you can look at it.
Yep.
Anyway, so we were talking about Jalen Johnson.
Yes, we were.
And other stuff. This is the stuff that we think is super interesting when it comes to Jalen being in the building, because you know that he's a truth teller. He does it every Monday with us here at 5 o'clock. This is what he said about accountability.
We talked with Ben and Ryan last week about the whole accountability thing. I know we broached it a lot last year. As one of the leaders of this team, what do you want that to look like in 2025, as opposed to where there might have been some pitfalls last year with that?
If you see it, call it out. I think that's the biggest thing for me. And I feel like, too, at this level, accountability isn't just talking to, but about actions and changing certain things. I mean, I feel like if I can use myself as an example, if I'm not, let's say, maybe covering as good as I need to me, it's not just accountability. Oh, yeah, Jalen, just cover better. But, I mean, to me, there's a certain action that needs to be taken from somebody else to hold me accountable to that. So, I mean, what that looks like is different for every player, every situation. But I think, too, you got to, if you see something, say something. And then if it's not getting fixed, you got to do something. So, I mean, to me, that's what accountability is.
Can you get a sense? I know this is the talking phase mm-hmm. of the offseason. Can you get a sense of if that's going to be at the level you expect it to be now, or do you have to wait till closer to, I guess, phase three when you're on the field?
I mean, that's honestly an all-season thing to me. I mean, it can start now in certain ways, but, I mean, too, I feel like really fall camp will probably be the time where you see it the most, because that's when things are really heated. That's when things kind of start, where you start really building your base and foundation. As a team, but I mean,
that can go throughout, that should go throughout the whole season. So, I mean, hopefully that is something that is in somebody's mind now to do and in our team's mind to do, and then we just carry it throughout the season.
Him saying, you see something, call it out.
Yeah, man, that's big. Hold each other accountable. Hold your teammates accountable to them directly. And not, I mean, he's talking about call it out to your teammate. Like, hey, this is the way we got to do it and the way we got to go about it. He's not saying turn around, call it out to a coach. Hey, coach, this guy's not doing his work. Because not how you do it. You do it directly and boldly, strongly.
Yes, but there are also times where at least there were times. I swear, man, someone needs to really do, like, I trust like a Kevin Fishbane or an Adam Johns, Dan Weederer, maybe Biggs, to just
I don't trust. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Gonna get that new Twitter account
blocked. I know, right here while I'm in the clear. Make a joke. It's my own fault.
I want to give all of them like 5,000 words and just say, how did it go bad? Like, now that people will probably be a little bit more likely to say things, I just, because everything that we hear, people who are around it.
I know.
And you hear Jalen be like, yeah, we should. And not that he wasn't. Jalen was one of the people who was saying it in real time. But the more you hear about it, the juxtaposition of what things were like under Matt Eberflus and how people are looking forward to what's happening with Ben Johnson. Just let the people who are around it let Courtney Cronin just write it. Just be like, here's what happened.
I don't, you know.
With all this dumbness.
This is maybe a little bit existential, but I just want to live in the now, man. Things are good. Like, every once in a while, hearing about the what happened and how ugly it was, it's useful. And it's for comparison's sake, and just as a reminder, like, you don't want to forget it, you know? So it's not binary. Like, I don't want to just forget it. I want to hold on to the lessons that you learned. But my God, the process. Now, you mentioned Adam Johns. You see Adam Johns' piece today about the process, about the coaching hiring process?
It's part of the reason that I brought his name up.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really well done.
It's such a – I want to talk about it at some point because there's like a simple approach in there.
We might have time tomorrow depending on, you know, if there's hailstorms and whatnot.
Yeah, we might have a full show tomorrow instead of
No. We do have AJ on lock, 5 p.m. to talk about Octavio Dotel's stories.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's very sad.
That's excellent. Tragic. That come on. That is tragic.
It's tragic with Octavio Dotel.
Octavio Dotel, who pitched everywhere and had a phenomenal attitude every single place that he pitched. Like, loved that he was approaching and was going to break that record for the most places a big league pitcher has ever been. Had a wonderful vibe. A beloved guy. Died in a... It was a nightclub that collapsed in the Dominican Republic. Very sad.
Very, very sad. When we come back, do you want two teams in Chicago? I can't believe
we got
five. I can't.
No.
I can't believe I just did that tease.
You did it. You did it.
Someone continues to talk about the very unlikely idea that there could be two teams in Chicago. And it's one of the people that we pay to be on.
Mm-hmm. He found a believer. He's got somebody.
We're obligated to discuss next on The Score.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Bob Costas.
Matt, thank you very much. And Lawrence, stop dominating the conversation the way you have over the last several minutes, really.
Afternoons on the Score.
I don't condone this, and I think it's reckless. I think it's stupid. I think it's dumb. But
I want that, Lawrence, to be like a precursor to every link on ProFootballTalk.com.
Now, look.
Is that not fair?
I have to be very clear about this.
Am I painting with too broad of a brush?
Yes.
Did Terry leave the broad brush here?
Yes.
It's my bad.
I think Pro Football Talk is great. It's one of the first places I go in the morning to prep for the show. I also love Mike Florio. We had him every week on the midday show.
Sure you did.
You want to talk to him every Wednesday at 10.
We'd have a good time talking with him about all sorts of stuff.
Uh-huh.
He is out of pocket for this.
Ray just ad-libbed the yeah,
that's
back
right,
here. Yeah.
That's right, man. That's right. Getting my Gloria on. Damn right, Ray. One of the finest moments in parody singing.
He's out of pocket for this Bears-Bengals stuff. And I think he knows he's out of pocket. And he's leaning into it. Look,
yeah.
Very simply, before we let you hear from Mike Florio, if you ever hear Roger Goodell talk about the Bears, he knows that the Chicago market is locked into the Bears, okay? There's no reason to fracture it for another team when there are all sorts of other cities out there
mm-hmm.
that would like an NFL football team.
No. That's not enough to stop Mike.
Secondly, the 75-mile radius of marketing area
God, you and your logic.
Has been a hard line for almost every owner, especially this one. They're not letting anyone into this market. This is their market, no matter if they're at Soldier Field, at Michael Reese Hospital, playing back in Hyde Park,
sure,
or in Arlington Heights.
How about Amos Alonzo Stagg Field down there?
They used to get 50,000 on the Midway. That used to be a thing
mm-hmm.
before the Bears came along. Anyway, here's Mike Florio throwing stuff at the wall about the Bears and the Bengals sharing a market.
Well, and it's a broader look at the political realities as it relates to stadium financing. if we're getting to a point where public money just isn't going to be there, and public sentiment has shifted years ago against this concept. If you put it on a ballot anywhere, it's losing. The question is, can you work the back channels of the political machine to make it happen? If you get to a point where you just can't, then it becomes, how do we pay for our own stadium? And in Chicago, which is a market that's big enough to have two teams, if it wants two teams, that's how you pay for a stadium. You have 20 games a year instead of 10. That pays for the stadium. So you got to find somebody else to come join you. And the Bengals have a stadium issue right now in Cincinnati. They can become free agents after this season. The owner of the team said it, at least his daughter, who's going to be the owner at some point, said it out loud last week. We can go anywhere we want, in theory, after this season. I'm not saying it will happen. I'm not saying it should happen. The Cincinnati Inquirer said that I said it should happen. I'm just saying we got to be creative, and the teams have to be creative in how things might work in the future. And there aren't many markets that can support two teams. I think Chicago could. And that solves the problem as it relates to the current unavailability of public money to pay for a new Bears stadium. Oh,
Chicago God. Bengals.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
It's a fascinating idea.
Yeah. But it's forward just, thinking. We gotta start.
It is.
Those guys are so respectful.
It is neither a fascinating idea nor forward thinking.
Okay, but what you guys aren't thinking about is Mike Florio is on the station 47 times a week. He has to fill the time with something.
Shane, that's what I'm thinking about, is like the draft is just too far away right now. That's the problem. There's only three teams that have opened camp. There's not enough stories. I got to get a link out here every 40 minutes. I need something.
It's very upsetting because I have a lot of respect for Mike. And it's like, come on, man.
It's okay.
Especially because
every once in a while, we all work in the circus. You're reminded that we all work in the circus.
But we could play another game. Like, let's say that you wanted to take that to its logical conclusion.
Okay.
That this means the Bengals are going to leave Cincinnati. They're not.
They can go anywhere.
They could theoretically go anywhere. But they could also go to a metropolitan area 100 miles away from them that has a population of over a million people.
Columbus?
Louisville.
Oh, Louisville.
Or Columbus.
Oh, sure. You got. If you want to make up a possible destination to do some leverage and hold Cincinnati hostage.
It's not move them 300 miles away.
Yeah.
It's move them to Kentucky or to another city in Ohio.
But we're so good at being leverage. We're so good at being the Chicago leverage. We're undefeated.
This is not happening. Okay?
I love when you try to throw logic at the circus. Hey, clown, there's no way that many of you could be in the car. No way, man. Something's fishy. I think something's fishy with all those clowns getting out of the car. That's what I think.
What would the guy on Family Guy would always scream at the guy, like, you're a fraud or something like that? That's just me right now. Just being like, come on. This isn't real. This isn't even hypothetical. We're not doing this.
You know what I want to know? I want to know when the story came out.
Oh, it's phony. Phony. You're a phony. That's me right now. Mm-hmm. I'm that character.
I want to know when the story came out when Florio wrote that NFL players should be more careful about when they conceive their children.
Yeah, and you know who that was in
Charles Tillman?
Reference to? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but I want to know if it was at the same time
of the year
on the calendar when it was like when
no, because I think
after
it was
free agency and before the draft.
Well, you remember the clip that I bumped out with about, you know, I don't condone this.
Don't condone this, and I think it's reckless. I think it's stupid. I think it's dumb. But
you remember what that was about, right?
No,
that was when Ed Orgeron was like talking about how all the players should get COVID at the same time. You remember that? So they all get their COVID out of the way. Pandemic Florio was a beast.
June 8th. It was June 2018 when Florio talked about childbirth in the NFL. Another dark time in the football calendar.
Actually, that's like the darkest.
That's the darkest.
That's the darkest.
It's always darkest right before the football dawn.
That's right. All of the mini camps are like pretty much over. All you're waiting on is training camps to open up.
You got nothing.
That's the dark period when the coaches are like, please don't get arrested.
Right, exactly.
Please.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So we did it. We did it. We did it. We did. We did that segment.
Success.
I did not lose my mind. That is a win.
It was really close. This, it was really close to happening.
Congratulations.
You have no idea how close it was.
I felt you.
And I appreciate you giving me that room and then pulling me back in before I went for it.
Here's the good news. We have genuine Bears sound. Genuine, interesting, and worthwhile stuff from players talking about the new coach, talking about the new atmosphere, and our guy Mark Grody is going to break it all down for us. Yeah! Next on Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.